Baseball cards.
Oh, boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
Ah, yes, it's that time of the week once again. Already Wednesday, time's flying by, and we've got Collector's Corner for you here on 1600 ESPN. Collector's Corner, a part of the show every Wednesday around this time. I've been collecting both sports cards and sports memorabilia forever. Cards since I was 10, sports memorabilia forever, basically. You know how your parents buy you stuff? I'm sure I'm not the only one. But your parents buy you stuff when you're a kid, like, oh, he'll love this. And then you inherit it as time goes along. And if you're my age and your parents are starting to downsize, you start acquiring more and more stuff that you knew they had, but you didn't think you'd get for a long, long time, maybe ever. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at in life. Maybe you're there, or your kids are doing that to you. I don't know where you're at out there in listener land, but I'd love to talk sports cards and collectibles here on the show. Mostly cards, but we do dive into collectibles from time to time. I was talking to Todd Brommelkamp earlier today. I was listening into the show, as should you, 6:30 till 9 weekday mornings here on 1600 ESPN. Somebody on the text line suggested Todd do a segment, Remember Some Cards. I don't care. Like, I get the feeling, and this is totally fine. I appreciate the respect for my coworkers, that people don't want to talk about sports card and collectible stuff because I have the segment. Y'all are free to do what you want. If you want to remember some cards on Todd's show, that's fine. Todd has a big card collection. I've never talked with him about collection size or anything like that, but I know he's a collector as well. So if you want to do that stuff in the morning, you want to do it here in the evening, I don't care. Spread the wealth. Spread the hobby love. Hobby positivity. That was a big thing a couple years back when, well, there was a lot of negativity in the hobby. And then those same people who were being negative were like, hey, guys, we got to be positive. Huh. Same people doing bad things want us to be happy. Now, all of a sudden, I don't get it. 319-366-1600 if you want to chime in at any point. You have questions, happy to answer them both on or off the air about cards, about whatever. Hey, it's kind of a free-for-all here, but always open to topics, suggestions, or ideas. You could send those via the text line or email here at 1600 ESPN. Email is spencer@kgymradio.com. Not too much happening. There's a lot of auction news lately. This is going up for auction and here's how much it sold for. And quite frankly, I think most people kind of get tired of, Michael Jordan game used jersey from the X year NBA finals went for give or take $11 billion. Yeah. Okay. We get it. People like Michael Jordan stuff. It's expensive. So I don't want to make the whole segment out of that. But when you look at the sports card hobby, there are a few interesting things happening. It's hard to believe, and that kind of shows you where we are at in the year. It's almost June, and we're already getting ready for Top Series 2 baseball. I have not ripped enough of Top Series 1 personally. I haven't even sorted the stack of Top Series 1 that I've ripped. It's sitting on my card table at home. I could show you exactly where it is. But I don't think I've ripped enough of that. I still haven't completed the Brewers team set for this year. And we're already getting ready for Top Series 2, which is set to come out here next month. June 11th, I believe, is the release day. Yes, June 11th for Top Series 2. If you're not familiar with how Topps does things, they've been doing this forever. So even if you collected a long time ago and you're not into the hobby now, it really hasn't changed much. But they do Top Series 1, which is the first series that comes out usually during spring, right around the start of spring training, maybe a little bit earlier. Series 2 comes out mid-season, and then it's technically Series 3, but they call it Topps Update, where they toss in the All-Star Game cards, they toss in rookies, players who change teams at the trade deadline, different stuff like that. That's what Update is. That usually comes out closer to the fall, but Series 2 is due out here on June 11th, and it's just a continuation of Topps. The cover boy of cover boy, cover man, cover athlete, Shohei Ohtani. Surprise, surprise. They go through the same, and you, look, you do a cover athlete for a trading card set or anything. You want it to be a star of the game. They've had some interesting choices in the past. Some of their lesser sets have had – you know, kind of B-level star players on their box, but the top series, the main series, you want to have the best players on it. So they're in a rotation of like 5 to 10 guys. So, and considering how Shohei is playing baseball lately, you imagine you're going to see Shohei Ohtani on the cover of one of these series at least once a year. And Aaron Judge got series one, Shohei Ohtani got series two. That means maybe Paul Skeens, maybe Fernando Tatis Jr., Francisco Lindor. I'm trying to think of who's playing really good baseball so far this year for Topps Update, but they have a rotation. For a while there, Mike Trout and Bryce Harper got, you're almost guaranteed to get the cover athlete for a Topps trading card set at least once per year. But now it's like Shohei, Judge, and like random rotation of other players. But Shohei is on the cover, and June 11th, the release date there. The interesting thing, I was reading this earlier today on Sports Collectors Daily. Juan Soto, star of the game, was not in Series 1 somehow. Juan Soto, what? How did Juan Soto not get in Series? He's in his Mets uniform finally. He was on the Yankees in Series 1. But his updated jersey is set to be finally in Series 2. So that's coming out here. Still several weeks away. We'll get you an update on who to look for rookie-wise and all that as the checklist day, or the release day, I should say, gets closer. I didn't have time to talk about this last time, last week on the segment, but when you look at the NFL draft, it's kind of interesting to see what rookies are there and who's been popular, who's been, of the most interest in the trading card hobby here so far since the draft has come and gone. And I was reading, same site, Sports Collectors Daily, the top two picks in the draft, they jumped really, really big, as you can imagine, back on draft day, and have been pretty steady. Travis Hunter, of course, everybody's looking for Travis Hunter's stuff. He was in Bowman University Chrome a couple years ago. I saved one of his first Bowmans just because you don't see a two-way player, right? And even though Colorado wasn't great that first year under Coach Prime, he was still a pretty special player. But now Travis Hunter sales since day one of the draft, they've jumped nearly 800%. Cam Ward cards going up. He's been in sets for quite some time now. He's got a card in his Washington State uniform. I believe that was his first Bowman card, first Bowman Chrome card. So Cam Ward cards are taking off as well. As you can imagine, top two picks, especially Travis Hunter. Everybody kind of loves what he's been doing. But on night one of the draft, according to Sports Collectors Daily, Cam Ward led all the draftees in searches, followed by Hunter, Ashton Jeanty, Jackson Dart, and Shedeur Sanders joining them in the top five. It's kind of interesting to see Shedeur Sanders in the top five of players being searched on night one of the draft, because he didn't go till day three of the draft, which is interesting to see. But the biggest jump out of all of them was actually a guy I know Isaac and I are a pretty big fan of. Matthew Golden had his card search, a hefty 1,900% spike in eBay searches for his stuff on night one of the draft. It's kind of interesting if you're a Packers collector like I am, and Isaac, I know you're still building up your collection. Golden's first Bowman Chrome card, he's actually in his Houston uniform. So he transferred from Houston to Texas, and of course he took off at Texas, and I was looking through, I knew he had a card, but I had to look it up on eBay, and I realized I had skipped past it like four times because I'm like, oh, I know he's in this set, but he's in his Houston uniform. So I had to go back and look for the Houston cards, and he was in last year's Bowman University set, finally in his Texas jersey. But his autographs, you know how Packer fans are. We're very loyal to the team through thick and thin. Packer collectors were going nuts. Some of those autographs were like $100, $200, $300 just for that first round receiver pick. So maybe they've leveled off a little bit, but it's going to be interesting to see as the season goes on, of course, who, how the ebbs and flows go. People are always going to be interested in Cam Ward. People are always going to be interested in Travis Hunter. We'll see beyond that. I think Abdul Carter will have pass rushers and defenders don't always carry the most weight in the hobby. It doesn't necessarily make sense, but Aaron Donald stuff was pretty cheap for a while there. TJ Watt stuff is not cheap, but it's less expensive than, say, a Brock Purdy rookie autograph, right? So it's kind of interesting to see how that plays out. But with a new rookie class, there's new interest in their cards, and you got to do some digging to find them. But a lot of people interested in Matthew Golden, it looks like, especially since day one of the draft.
From a value perspective, is it for people who are kind of looking to, flip stuff or whatever it may be, maybe not collect it themselves, hold on to it themselves, is it smart for them to, if they don't have any of those rookie cards now, try to get in on the market? Or would you wait until their NFL stuff comes out, because then usually the college stuff takes a little bit of a hit? What would, in your opinion, what is a better route for those sort of individuals?
Yeah, well, the problem is Panini is so backed up, so you don't know where or when the first, I even looked at the, usually Score Football, that's a really low-end set, is the first NFL set to come out. But the rookies are still in their college uniforms in the picture. They have the pro logo. I don't even know when that's going to come out. I'd have to do some research on that. I would, if you're going to buy the college stuff now, buy it, but sell it quick. Because the moment the NFL stuff comes out, that's what, like Jaden Daniels stuff right now, more people are looking for Jaden Daniels stuff in his Commanders jersey than LSU. If you have some LSU stuff, that's fine. You could probably get the LSU rookie cards or pictures of cards with pictures of him in the LSU jersey for a decent price, right? I would, if you're buying college now, sell it right away. If that's kind of the route you're taking as a hobbyist, once the NFL stuff comes out, that's going to be the baseline. That's usually how things go. College is not, if you're looking at things, and not everybody does this, I'm a pure collector. I do some financial stuff from time to time, transactions, selling, buying, whatever, when it comes to cards. I don't hold college long term unless it's like a major hit, like a one of one autograph. That will hold value, but just a base card, no, not a parallel, not a shiny, whatever. Sell it. Lot it up on eBay. Sell it. Do it quick, because once the pro stuff comes out, it'll be it's not worthless. Nothing's ever worthless, but it drops pretty quickly. It doesn't make sense, right? You'd think that first card would be, something that people would want to hold on to, but not the case. That's our Collector's Corner for today. A little bit of NFL draft talk, some Series 2 talk. And we'll get back to Collector's Corner. We got kind of weird schedules coming up. We were going through this earlier today off the air about our schedules being impacted by Cubs baseball on Wednesdays. So Collector's Corner might be moved around over the next several weeks. But you can always find the podcast at kgymradio.com. Quick timeout. We'll come back with the sports menu. Look at the night ahead next here on 1600 ESPN.
At Old Town Construction, we're more than just builders. We're a family. Making friends, having fun.